Hi, I'm talking to Randy Bilder, who is demonstrating some of the features of the Digitize Scanner Labeler available through the Apple iPhone App Store. Randy will be talking about barcode scanning, audio label making, and audio label printing. Please visit the Digitize website at www.digit-eyes.com. That's whiskey dot delta igloo gimlet igloo tango hyphen echo yankee echo sierra dot charlie oscar mike.
Hi, my name is Randy Bilder. I'm from Seattle. Digitize allows you to create custom labels for things around the house that you need to know what they are, but don't know what they are and sometimes have a hard time trying to guess what they are. So what you can do is you can create your own sheet of blank labels that you just use ordinary, everyday every label that you can get off the shelf from any office supply store. You peel them off, put them on the item that you want to keep track of, scan it with the software, and then you can record it, audio record, and say what it is. And then from that point on, when you scan it again, you'll know what it is.
And this item uses the iPhone, correct?
Yes, it uses the iPhone. It works for the iPhone 3GS and the iPhone 4. It replaces a scanner, you know, just an ordinary scanner that would scan UPC codes, barcodes. It also will scan EAN codes from different countries in Europe. Combine that with the capability of making your own custom labels to keep track of your own items, as I was mentioned before. You know, it's a dual-purpose application, which would cost hundreds, if not over $1,000 or so, you know, in the standard accessibility marketplace, where this application only costs $30.
And how does it work?
I'm going to attempt to show you how it works when you're scanning a typical item from the grocery store, and I will show you a sample of a custom label that I've made. And it does take some practice and technique to get the hang of it, and it doesn't always do it on command when you want it to, but as time goes on, it will get easier and you'll be more successful as you scan. Voiceover must be on, and the screen curtain must be off, because the way the iPhone software works, if you do not have the screen curtain off, the software does not get the image from the camera that it needs. So,
voiceover on.
There we go.
Messages. Free new app switcher. Phone. Digitize.
So when you first want Digitize.
Digitize. Scan.
The first thing it does is it tells you, it defaults to enabling you to activate the scan button. So you double tap the screen anywhere.
Viewfinder.
Tells you the viewfinder is active. And you will hear clicks, which to me lets me know that the application is actively looking for a barcode.
Image.
All right. So I'm going to put my index finger, the tip of it, at the center of where I believe the barcode is. And I'm going to then slowly back away, increase the distance. And I'm making sure I'm in a good lit area. And here we go.
Barcode read. Heinz Ketchup Triple Pack.
Wow, Heinz Ketchup Triple Pack.
Yeah, I got this from like Sam's Club, kind of like Costco.
Right.
So, yeah, it's pretty accurate as far as, you know, the variety of the item that it is. Once you scan an item.
Scan. Google Scan. Google search.
At the bottom of the screen, there's a button to take you to a Google search if you want to, you know, get more information about the item. It brings up a Google page of results.
Oh, wow.
Fiends registered sign tomato ketchup. Fiends registered sign tomato page 2 shockwave flash.
I don't know what that's all about.
www.post-gazette.com.
Must have been some newspaper story about it. But
09063.
You can scroll, you know, you can go to the Google search and scroll through there and see if there's anything there you want to find out more than, if you know, more than just what the barcode scan results told you.
Right, like the, maybe the calories or something. Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
You know, it was definite, it's, as I was demoing the application the other day, I said this is not an application that was adapted to be accessible. It was designed to be accessible, you know, from the very beginning and integrated throughout the whole process. It was beta tested by visually impaired blind people, so it was made to be accessible. As I mentioned in the beginning, the feature that really makes it useful beyond just scanning UPC codes is the ability to scan individual items that someone may want to keep track of. I have a lot of devices that use those AC adapters. Some of them are those big bricks or those little small bricks that plug into an outlet. And it's easy to lose track of what one goes to. You know, what does this one charge or what does that one go to? And that's one thing I've been starting to do, is to label all these adapters so, you know, I know where they go to. I won't have to guess, well, is this the one that goes to the recorder, or is this the one that goes to the magnifier, or what? So I know. Another thing I have, which I'm going to illustrate here with another demonstration, is leftovers in the refrigerator. I've realized that leftovers have three phases. Phase one is, you know what the leftover is, it's edible and you're more than happy to eat it. Phase two leftovers is, you're more than ready to eat it and it's still pretty tasty. And it's at the phase where, well, you know, if you run out of everything else, you may consider eating it. Whereas phase three is where the leftover is beyond being eaten. It's turned into liquid, it starts smelling, and it's definitely time to remove. So with labeling the leftovers, you don't have to guess. Let me get a top of a storage container that I have here, and I will scan it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So here we go.
Okay.
I'm going to touch the scan button.
Scan. Viewfinder. Image.
All right, here we go. We're going to scan this item from the refrigerator. That's a lid of a storage item, storage container.
Okay, and you're moving the camera farther away as you scan, correct?
Actually, what I'm doing is I'm moving the item slowly away. I'm keeping the camera in place.
Excellent.
And I'm backing the item slowly away from the tip of my finger.
Okay.
Vegetable soup placed in fridge, June 25th. So now, not only do I know what it is, but I know how long it's been in the refrigerator, so I know when it's going to leave phase one and enter phase two.
Yes.
Similar to leftovers is many times, like if I do go to Costco or Sam's and I buy meat in bulk, I'll repack it into individual packaging and then put all that maybe in a larger container. So what I will do then is label, say, okay, these are fresh frozen chicken breasts and they were placed in the freezer, you know, June 30th.
Now, does that label stay on my phone forever, or what do I do once I eat my soup?
You can be careful and maybe wash the underside of the cover so as not to get the label too wet. And let me show you the options you have once you've scanned a custom label.
Okay.
Button. Delete.
You can delete the label from the database, which means now that label, in a sense, becomes unused.
Like if I wash out my soup container and the underside of the lid, I could put a piece of pie in there and record pie over that.
Which is the next button on the same screen.
Uh-huh.
Re-record. So re-record actually allows you to rename what that label is used for. Uh-huh. So that's where you can say this is now pie and when it was put in the refrigerator, or or anything else that you're going to be using it in a similar way. A lot of items in the refrigerator are perishable, and I have expiration dates on them. So another idea is you can have someone, you know, look at the expiration date for you if you can't see it that easy. Maybe with a, if you're not totally blind, you can use a magnifier. And then you can create a label saying, you know, this carton of milk expires July 5th. So it's just many different ways of keeping track of what's in the refrigerator and when, you know, you should be using them.
And are these labels blank when I scan them with my phone?
It's actually a barcode, but it doesn't look like a normal UPC code you'd find in a store or on an item. It's a square. It has ziggly lines throughout it, and it has four little empty boxes on each corner. So it's a custom label, and when you actually start printing out the actual labels you'll be using, you'll get a whole sheet of those labels. They probably all look the same, but they're all very individual, just like a snowflake or a fingerprint.
And so is there a right way to scan them, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter, and the skewing is pretty tolerant so that you don't have to be quite 100% parallel to the plane of the label that you're scanning.
What kind of labels can I use?
They're just plain paper, every labels, which costs barely a cent per label. When you get the application, you go to the website, it walks you through the steps of setting up your printer. It has you go through the process of printing out a sample sheet of labels on plain paper first, so you don't waste, you know, the real labels, although they don't cost much. For example, the package that I'm currently using, it was 750 labels, 30 on a sheet, 25 sheets for about $8. So they're very disposable. The website lists all the every label series they currently have the software set up for, and I believe there's about a dozen. I don't remember the count. However, it's also noted that if you want to use a different series, you can submit the information, necessary information, to the developer, and they will try to incorporate it into, you know, as another option.
How would I print my labels out?
All right, I am at the digitized website, and the first thing I'm going to do is log in. There's a dialog box that I just have to type in my password, username. Let's see, I click on log in, and there it goes, I'm logged in. So now that I am logged in, I, left side of the screen, I have different choices. Further on down beyond the printer test up section is the section where you have the choice to make either an audio label or a text label. And I'm going to be printing some audio labels. So it's above the logout button. In a section called Labels, so I click on a button that says Make Audio Labels. It's now asking me, there's a drop-down box that asks me to select the label type that I'm going to be printing. And since I have the Avery 8160, it's the choice that says Avery US 30 labels per page, 3 across 10 rows. And I click on that. To the right of that list box, this button that says Make Labels. I click on that, and now at the top, towards the top of the page, there's a message that says click here. There's a link to open up my labels in a new window. So I'm going to click on the here. Now I have a page that resembles a sheet of these custom labels. They look right, 3 across, 10 rows down. And I believe my printer is set up, the light's on, the cable is connected, power's on. I'm going to do a Control P to bring up the printer dialog box. One copy, click OK. And once that downloads to the printer, you'll have a sheet of labels that looked exactly like they were on the screen, and you peel them off as you need them.
Well, thank you very much. This has been very helpful.
Well, you're welcome.
For more information about the product, please visit the DigitEyes website at www.digit-eyes.com. That's whiskey dot delta igloo gimlet igloo tango hyphen echo yankee echo sierra dot charlie oscar mike.